ओम शांति। वी वेलकम आशा दीदी विथ वन हैंड क्लैप। आई सपोज ऑल ऑफ यू मस्ट बी नोइंग अबाउट आशा दीदी, बट देन आई वुड लाइक टू गिव द ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ आशा दीदी। आशा दीदी इज अ वेरी पावरफुल स्पिरिचुअल टीचर एंड अ लीडर, ऑरेटर एंड एफेक्टिव efficient administrator known for her profound spiritual wisdom. She has been following the spiritual lifestyle since she was 9 years old. She has dedicated her life in 1972 after taking voluntary resignation from her services as a lecturer of Mount Carmel Degree College, Bangalore. She has traveled worldwide to spread Baba's message through many national and international conferences, interfaith conventions and dialogues. Her talks are regularly telecast on various television channels. She represents the Brahma Kumaris on the Yoga Experts Committee of Ministry of Ayush, Government of India. As one of the torchbearers of the Brahma Kumaris, she has organized and coordinated several national and international programs and projects. Didi is a member of the Management Committee of Brahma Kumaris and also coordinates activities of the Delhi zone. Didi is also the director of the Om Shanti Retreat Center, a 30-acre campus located at the outskirts of Delhi NCR. As chairperson of the administrators wing and the IT wing, she leads initiatives to empower professionals through spiritual principles, represents the Brahma Kumari Centers of India as a regional coordinator of Brahma Kumaris, one of the senior faculty for holding the Brahma Kumaris teachers training at the headquarters for those sisters from all parts of the country who wish to dedicate their lives to the organization. Recognized as one of the organization's most sought after speakers, she is known for her ability to simplify complex spiritual concepts. Didi is a spiritual mentor, tireless server, child of the Supreme, guiding through walking her talk. Didi is a role model and a ray of hope for hundreds and thousands of people. And today, Asha Didi is amongst us to talk about the topic, stepping inward to embrace the new. Because as we finish this old year and step into the new year, Didi is here to guide us to make our life more enlightened, more powerful on the spiritual journey. Most respected Asha Didi.
ओम शांति। द टॉपिक टुनाइट, स्टेपिंग इनवर्ड्स टू फाइंड न्यूनेस, एम्ब्रेस न्यूनेस। What is the newness that Baba has created in our minds? Or the new perspective that He has given us? Or what is it that keeps us in harmony with ourselves and with the world? What is it that keeps us calm and peaceful? What is it? What's the new thing that Baba has told us? What's the new? And if you look at the cycle, look at the tree, immediately you will find an answer. Yes, anyone? Baba has given us a new perspective to this life, a new vision that children, your inner world and the external world, both should be in harmony with each other. Whatever is there in the inner world should be seen in the outer world also. The new world, the vision of the new world, the definition of the new world that he has given us is 100% purity, peace, prosperity. Everything is in harmony with each other. Human beings and the nature are in harmony. Flora and fauna are in harmony. Everything is in harmony. And everything is in its highest elevated stage. And we are here making efforts, evolving ourselves, developing ourselves to be in consonance with the external world, with the outer world. Our nature of the inner world is also basically pure, peaceful, loveful. All good qualities are there. And the new world that we are visualizing, the new world that we are creating, has to be through our own efforts. Baba can just create a new world by magic wand, but he doesn't do that. He wants us to grow and bring that world closer. There is no world anywhere else, either in Paramdham or subtle region or anywhere else. We are the world. We are the world. So when I am to create that world, I am cooperating with Baba, I am working with Baba to create that kind of world, then individually, personally, I take responsibility. I take ownership. I will do it. In order to do that, in order to create that kind of world, I have to look at my own inner world. As we step inside, as we dive deep into the oceans, we come up with what Baba calls ratans, not diamonds, or what diamonds are not there, but precious stones, precious things. So, we are Brahmins. We are Brahmins. We have come out of our old birth. This is our new birth. And we have understood, realized what transformation, what change I have to bring in myself. Is my nature matching that kind of world? How far? I was thinking, basically, all of us have a beautiful world inside. We don't have dirty world now. We do not have dirty world. Dirty world is gone. Gone, finished. Now we are in the Brahman birth, where through purity we have taken birth, and all good qualities are being imbibed. Of course, there can be, from now and then, old sanskars coming up, but still, we are effort makers, good effort makers. We have set aim in our life. Aim is there. And we are pursuing that aim. We are not putting an end to our old sanskars as such. We are not making efforts to put an end to old sanskars. Our efforts are positive. We are making efforts to increase the basic original qualities which have come down to, let's say, very, very little percentage, 10%, 20%, but we were so high, so big, so elevated. Slowly, slowly, slowly it has come down. Now, again, at the confluence, when we meet Baba, when Baba gives us a new perspective, new attitude, then Baba is not saying to us, if you pick up any murli of Avyakt Bap Dada, he's always encouraging us to imbibe something new. Something positive. He's not saying give up this, give up anger, give up greed, give up this. He's not saying that. He gives us the reasons. Children, you get angry because of this. You feel irritated because of this. You become, you lose in front of my while fighting with Maya because of this. You are not to be fighters. If you look at Baba's Murli, they are all giving us, empowering us. Empowering us. Empowering us means Baba wants that we should imbibe those virtues, those powers, those specialities which will help us create the new world. When we dive deep into ourselves, and dear brothers and sisters, it happens not through small little exercise of 10 minutes. No. I remember Mama. Mama used to say, it is through silence and through introversion that you know yourself. This is why Baba emphasizes on silence. Mama used to practice deep silence in the mornings. And Mama used to work through silence. If she had to meet anyone, if she had to tell someone something, Mama would emerge that soul and say everything to her. And it used to reach that soul. It used to reach that soul. That soul would come in the daytime and say, Mama, did you remember me? Yes, child, because of this. So what I'm trying to say is, instead of looking at our weaknesses, how long are we going to look at our weaknesses? Tell me. Well, I have this particular thing in me. I have this sanskar in me. I have this weakness. How long? Confidence is going to end. If I only keep in my mind my own weaknesses and try to keep them aside, try to remove them. How long? How long am I going to do that? Just as Baba tells us, children, if you want to if you want to put an end to darkness, what do? You just switch on. And light is there. If you keep on taking a broomstick and remove darkness, it is not going to happen. Just switch on and the darkness is gone. Light is there. Similarly, how long will I be conscious of my weaknesses? No. Today, let us dive deep into ourselves. Step inside. And look at the beautiful world that Baba has given us. How he has empowered us. how earlier I did not have this, but now I have this self-respect, loving nature, unlimited intellect, decision-making power. What are the special things that I have received from Baba? And how they have helped me in overcoming those sanskars which are not mine. My sanskars are beautiful ones. They were given to me by Maya. How did I overcome them? Third step. Now what will I do to overcome other things? What should I do? What newness should I bring in my efforts, in my attitude, so that what Baba wants from us, three words, incorporeal, voiceless, and egoless. How can I achieve that? Positive efforts will enable me to put an end to my weaknesses. It does not happen just like that. It happens slowly. First, I have to discern. I have to assess myself. Discern. What are the things that are going to help me? What specialities I have received? And then, how do I implement them? It's coming to my mind, Suman Didi, Lalita Ben, to give you exercise. Would you like to do that exercise? Let us get inside. Step inside. Okay? All of you have your paper and pen with you? All of you have? Notebook and pen? Be honest with you, with yourselves. Okay? Don't worry. No one is going to see your paper. And you're not going to share it with anyone else. Just be honest with yourself. Let us get inside for 1 minute. Sit in silence. Total silence. Just be with yourself. Look at yourself. Om Shanti. Baba has given me a new vision. vision of the new world. Baba has given me new aim of life. I accept that aim. Let me ask myself, how close I am. I'm not saying how far. How close I am to achieve my aim. You can write answers. How close I am? Am I 50% away? 20? 10? My aim is to achieve perfection. How close I am to my destination. Assess yourself and then write. Right from the day one, I received this aim. I started working for it. Slowly, slowly. I'm moving forward. Where have I reached? Is my aim near to me? Just second question. What realization made me to accept this aim? What realization What made me to accept it? What was that special thing that made me to pursue it? What was the realization? What was that aha point? Aha. Realization. What was it? How did I accept it? Why did I accept it? Ask yourself, you did it something must have touched my mind that triggered it. What was it? Third question. What was the help that I received from my own sanskars, from my own personality? What was that beautiful thing in me, powerful thing in me, which made me, allowed me, permitted me, helped me in moving forward? What was it? Just look at yourselves. What are the beautiful things that Baba has blessed you with? After you became Baba's child, what property, what wealth, what blessings you have received from him? Just look at those blessings and write them. Right from day one, Baba has been giving me blessings upon blessings. There are some that I treasure. There are some that sometimes I have ignored. What special quality you received from him after you became Baba's? What special quality, what speciality you have received from him? Baba has blessed every single child with some specialities. Baba says there is not a single child who doesn't have any speciality. All of us have specialities. So what speciality? Are in plural, what specialities I have received after becoming his child. Just look at those beautiful things. Next question. Out of these blessings and these specialities, which ones are going to help me to cover the difference between my aim and the state that I am in today? Earlier you assessed yourself. How much distance is there? How close you are? Out of these blessings, which one is going to help me in becoming closer or in achieving that aim? Next question. What will I do to strengthen this speciality? This speciality is going to help me. So, what will I do to strengthen this? Write 3 points which will enable you to strengthen this speciality. Okay. What is it that keeps me away from my aim? From achieving my aim? Maybe I'm carefree. Maybe I'm careless. Maybe I'm lethargic. Maybe I do not understand. Maybe I do not realize. Maybe it's my ego. Whatever it is, honestly, ask yourself and put it down. Okay, next question. What is my action plan to remove this hurdle? Make use of my speciality. What is my action plan? Think. How will you cover the distance your own action plan. Okay, last question. Through this action plan, what newness I'm finding in myself through this action plan? What newness I'm finding in myself? What's new in me? Okay? Now close your eyes and experience that new you. The newness that you brought in yourself. Just relish it. Experience the new you. Okay. Okay. How many of you were able to go through this exercise? Just raise your hands. Majority did it. Now we sat here and we did it. But my experience is that if you're really working at yourself or on yourself, then Baba helps you. You are silent, all alone. Then just like a flash, thing will appear, oh child, this is what you should do. To receive the signals from Baba, to keep our mind in silence and in stable state. Baba has not taught us. We are not the children of Shankar. We are the children of Brahma. So Brahma's children means creative. The more and more we are intellectually linked with Baba, Baba will definitely. So today I learned you are going to have bonfire. Usually in bonfire people put their old kind of things. What will you do today? Today I have not asked you to look at your weakness. I've asked you to look at your speciality. This speciality should become like fire. Like fire. Fire means very powerful, very strong. So that we are able to be new. Be new. You know, when we used to come to Madhuban for bhattis, dadis used to say to us, look, when you return to Delhi, people should say, oh, she has changed, she has transformed. So today, after the bonfire, before the bonfire, or before returning home, make it a point when I return, I should be a transformed person. New person. Something new should be seen in my personality. Tomorrow Baba is coming. And what gift will we give to Baba? Gift of this newness we'll give to Baba. Agree? We'll give something new to Baba. Now I'm a renewed, rejuvenated person. Okay? That newness will give you strength. And with this, I wish you all very, very happy, lovely, holiest, luckiest, happiest, highest New Year. Okay? So enjoy New Year. Welcome New Year. And New Year with newness. How nice it would be. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.